Welcome to Negotiation Made Simple, where we help you master the art of negotiation and win the next deal. I'm your host, John Lowry. All right, it's time for the Negotiation Navigator. I love this segment where I get to respond to questions from listeners of the podcast. This one is from Martin. Martin writes, "Hi, John. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I'm an executive at a tech startup and facing a tough situation, one that's left me feeling stuck. A once strong relationship with a fellow executive has now soured over disagreements on project directions and other things. This has led to a strained communication and is now negatively impacting our team's morale. I've considered quitting, but don't know exactly what to do. Please help. I'm torn between leaving something I've built from the ground up and finding a way to resolve this conflict without compromising my values or the company's future. Is there a way forward?" Well, the answer to this question is yes, there is a way forward. And what I would encourage you to think about is a tiered process in terms of how you just respond to this. So I believe the very unsophisticated leader in a moment like this will just quit. It's just the easiest thing to do. It's the most comfortable thing to do. Yet by quitting, it's very costly for the leader in terms of having to go find something new to do, and it's very costly for the organization. And so even though it is so easy and it's so comfortable, it's also very problematic. Because by doing that, you then put into play about 20 or 30 other things that now have to be managed as a result of your leaving the organization. There's also a psychological component that has to be realized in this, to where, and it's kind of mentioned in the question, but if this is something that you're passionate about, finding yourself at a place to where you are going to abandon that passion as a result of the conflict, it may create some more short-term satisfaction, but it could create long-term dissatisfaction and resentment in having to walk away from something that you love because of all the conflict that is present. And so what I would encourage you to do is to think about a tiered approach, as I call it. Whereas the first tier is thinking about, okay, what is it that I could try in order to try to repair the relationship and change the dynamic? And I would start there in terms of thinking about those things. Sometimes it's really valuable to take the person with whom the relationship has soured and to work through all the discomfort of this moment, to be the leader in this moment, and to invite them to go have a cup of coffee or go have a beer. And just begin to start restoring and create some positive energy around the relationship. You may not even talk about the issue and the things that are driving the wedge between you, but all you want to do is start to create some positive interaction. What I find so much is that conflict causes people not to like each other. And when you get to a place to where you don't like each other anymore, then everything starts feeding into a conflict. Everything gets interpreted negatively. Every email, even though if there's absolutely no intent for it to be negative, it becomes negative. And a lot of this has to do with the fact that now all of a sudden, because somebody or two executives don't like each other, that cycle just starts turning and it actually perpetuates a conflict that is otherwise very manageable. And so the important thing to do is to try to change the dynamic and create some positive dynamics. And so sometimes that just means, hey, I just want to go check in with you. And the other person may freak out because that's going to be uncomfortable for them too, but it's hard for them to say no. And so I would encourage you to start there in terms of creating some positive dynamics. Then once you get to a place to where there's communication going again, there's some positive dynamics, then is a moment to talk about the issue that is creating the wedge or the multitude of issues that are creating the wedge. And what I would do is I would talk about those in the context of feelings as opposed to you did this or you did this, because they're going to have the same for you. And that's just going to become a blame pointing kind of thing. And it's not going to be pretty productive, as both you and the other side get real defensive and begin to defending the behavior that they didn't like. And so instead of it being, I'm right, you're wrong kind of conversation, this is a conversation that simply says, I'm not going to be critical of what you've done, but I am going to share how it made me feel. And I do want you to share some of the things that I've done and how it's made you feel. And to begin to get to a place to where we can now kind of acknowledge and have a better awareness of the behaviors and how the behaviors make you feel. And then how you follow that is you can begin to change those behaviors. And so you can call up and say, all right, look, here's the deal. This email came. I didn't appreciate this email. I'm inclined to send another email, but I just wanted to call you first because I know you've mentioned to me in the past that when I send a response email, here's how it makes you feel. I don't want to do that in this situation, but here's the problem that I have. And now all of a sudden you're negotiating the process before you ever negotiate the substance. And by doing that, you can then find ways to where you don't advance the conflict. And you can also position yourself as trying to be a healer of that conflict. Then finally, there has to be a moment to where you begin to operate differently, to where you may not resolve that moment in the past, but you're going to negotiate how you're going to lead together going forward so that you don't continue to have these problems and drive the resentment between you and your fellow executive. And by doing that, what you will model for your team is something really, really important. And that is how to manage conflict within the organization. It becomes a really, really important part of the culture if you do this well. And that's actually something that you and your fellow executive can align around to say, hey, I know we've got some disagreements here. One of the things that we can agree on, though, is that we need to handle this in a constructive way because we need to model for everyone watching us how we're going to handle it going forward. And that actually can become something that begins to unify you. And then if those things don't work, if you can't make it through that kind of tiered step-by-step approach, then there's the moment where you might consider moving on, or you might consider making some sort of change that removes you or removes the other person from the situation that allows for a new dynamic. And so that approach right there, once you get to that place where you know that those things haven't worked, you know that so much resentment has set in, there's no way to restore that leadership partnership that you have with your fellow executive, you will feel much better about leaving, or you will feel much better about making the move once you know that there's no chance for the conflict in the relationship to be repaired. What happens, though, is that people don't want to go through that hard work because it is hard work. It's uncomfortable. It's difficult. It's emotionally draining. It's all of those things. And lots of people just want to avoid it, and so they quit and they move on. But if you can work through it, what I think you'll find, and here's the secret, what I think you'll find is that your relationship with that person and your executive team will actually become stronger as a result of the hard work that you've done to repair the relationship. You find this in marriage, in terms of people that have had to work through very difficult moments in their marriage, that have been willing to do the hard work to save their relationship. What many of them will tell you, not all of them, but what many of them will tell you is that their relationship is actually stronger as a result of getting through that difficult period together or overcoming that very difficult moment in their marriage together. And that can happen at an executive level too. In addition, if you demonstrate that for your team, you will significantly impact the culture in terms of modeling and displaying how conflict should be managed. And as a result of that, you will take some substantial steps forward in building a conflict-competent culture. Thank you so much for that great question, Martin. If anyone has a question, please reach out and send that question. You can send it to admin@lowrygroup.net. This is one of my favorite parts of the podcast, is the opportunity to interact with you all, the listeners, and I would love to know the questions that you're asking and be able to tackle those on a future episode. I look forward to seeing you next time on Negotiation Made Simple.